I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Thursday, June 16. Coming up, road network from St. Thomas to Portland to be upgraded, West Kingston Commission of Inquiry report tabled in Parliament, and 186 gardens to be established in public schools across the island. The details after the break.
So the NCDA survey people have not come here house yet?
No, they might do an next census or something.
No man, different people that. The National Council on Drug Abuse is doing a survey about drug use in Jamaica. Them come weekend gone. They probably soon reach your side.
Sound like an informer survey to me, you know. Find out how much people use drugs so them can make police come pressure, man, you know.
No man, you're wrong again. It's really for understand how people use the different drugs them and how it affect with life. So the survey are gonna help them forget more up-to-date information, and then them can use that information for plan better prevention and treatment programs.
All right, you convince me.
Yeah, man.
When me see them, me not about to run them. Me cooperate.
A message from the National Council on Drug Abuse, NCDA.
Now the news. Government is to spend $326 million to upgrade the road network in the southeastern and southwestern sections of the island. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says government is finalizing an arrangement with the China Exim Bank to finance the project. It will include the construction of a four-lane highway from Harbourview to Bull Bay, the upgrade of the roadway between Bull Bay and Morant Bay, and improvement of the road from Morant Bay to Port Antonio and from Morant Bay to Cedar Valley. The Prime Minister says the upgraded road network is not being planned as a toll road.
We believe this is a far more cost-effective plan, as it will reduce the need for massive land acquisition. It would also reduce the negative impact on communities and the environment. So we believe that this plan is a better plan. It gives access, it gives a better road, reduces cost, and still achieves the objective that we wanted to.
Mr. Holness was speaking at a press conference at Jamaica House Thursday. The overall cost of the project is estimated at $384 million. The government will contribute $57 million of that amount. The remainder will be provided by the China Exim Bank in the form of a loan. Meanwhile, the government is to extend the South Coast section of Highway 2000 from Maypen in St. Catherine to Mandeville, Manchester. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the move is being executed as part of plans to help finance the construction of the Harbourview to Port Antonio Road Development Project.
The revenues generated from this leg will partially support the repayment of the loan. So again, we have taken a decision that makes sense.
The West Kingston Commission of Inquiry report was tabled in the House of Representatives on Wednesday. The report recommends, among other things, apology to the residents, counseling for traumatized persons, and compensation for victims. Justice Minister Delroy Chook, who tabled the document, told parliamentarians that 51 wide-ranging recommendations were made in the report for consideration by the government. The 900-page document also suggested a waiver of the limitation period to allow the victims to pursue legal action. The Commission of Inquiry began its hearings on October 6, 2014, and held public hearings for a total of 90 days, with the final sitting taking place in April 2016. Over $380 million was expended at the conclusion of the inquiry. The three-member commission, chaired by retired Chief Justice of Barbados, Sir David Simmons, was convened to look into the conduct of the May 2010 police military operations in West Kingston. A subcommittee of Cabinet is to review the report. The document was presented to Cabinet on June 13, where approval was given for its tabling in Parliament. And the Ministry of Agriculture will partner with local fertilizer manufacturer Newport for Sand Jamaica Limited to establish 186 gardens in public schools across the island. Minister without portfolio in the ministry, J.C. Hutchinson, says the gardens, to be established this year, will provide crops for the school's breakfast program.
We want to teach the students the best practices in agriculture, and also these school gardens will be for the extension officers as demonstration plots.
The initiative forms part of government's National School Garden Program and is expected to assist in encouraging students and teachers to consume locally grown produce. The School Garden Program aims to get young people to recognize and accept the role they play in food production, to select careers in agriculture, and to see agriculture as a viable business option. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.